A new report says Wyoming's prison system is growing, which is driving up costs, and the culprit is the lack of prison reform, a new legislation that could lead to more people being placed behind bars. And the ACLU of Wyoming has released a report called Bucking the Trend, How Wyoming Can Reverse Course Through Reduced Incarceration and Lowered Costs. State Policy Director Sabrina King says they've given the legislature some ideas.
There are more and more bills introduced every year that create new crimes, that increase penalties. When that is not joined with taking a look once in a while at what have we passed that maybe no longer needs to be on the books, what sentences are no longer serving their purpose, and what reforms can we put in place to really address over-incarceration, when that doesn't exist in equal measure, you end up in the situation that Wyoming is in, which is we have a lot of laws on the books that are putting a lot of people behind bars and putting people under probation and parole supervision. And the state, quite frankly, can't handle it anymore. It is not a sustainable system.
You know, I can remember the 90s when they passed a lot of drug bills and that type of legislation. And you thought, well, that's when they did most of this. But we've come to find out that even within the last 3 or 4 years, they've got a lot of these bills that have tacked on some penalties.
For folks to understand kind of the numbers that we're talking about, in the past 4 years alone, 70 pieces of legislation have passed that have either created a new crime or have increased a penalty. And some of those things do address issues that have come up that didn't exist 15, 20 years ago. So one example that we talk about in the report is computer extortion. What we run into, though, is we run into habits of punishment. So for certain crimes, we automatically set the maximum number of years at 10 years in prison and the maximum financial penalty at $10,000. It's kind of become the default in Wyoming. Instead of looking at what is actually a penalty that makes sense, what is an amount of money that makes sense?
Criminal justice reform has been talked about. There was even legislation here this past year that did not make it all the way through that would have addressed some of that. I want to ask you about one in particular because it's very timely. There's a lawsuit on not having a women's boot camp in this state.
What exists in Wyoming is a boot camp program for youth offenders. So people who are, I believe, under 25, so they're under 25 or under 26. And it is a deterrence program. So instead of someone who has committed a crime going to prison for 6, 8, 10 years, instead they go to a boot camp program, which is really meant as a rehabilitation, as a way for people to address issues that maybe caused them to commit the crime in the first place, and then to get people back into their lives, working their jobs, supporting their families, rather than particularly for young people, sending them into the prison system, which really can be very damaging, especially at a young age. For whatever reason, despite the fact that the law does not say that the boot camp program is only for men, the boot camp program has only been for men since its inception. Women end up then behind bars for years instead of being able to go through a boot camp program, address some of the issues that maybe got them there in the first place, and to get back out to support their families. So frankly, if you're talking about people who have committed crimes where there isn't necessarily like someone who has been harmed, it's not a violent crime, locking these women away for 6, 8, 10 years takes them away from their family. It takes them away from their job. It takes them away from their ability to get themselves back on their feet. There's no reason that the state of Wyoming does not have a boot camp program for women other than that is the decision the Department of Corrections has made.
One of the things that really people have tried very hard to reform are the drug laws in this state. There aren't many people that want to vote for these bills.
Right. And ironically, our drug laws is actually one thing that we did not address directly in this report, in large part because it is incredibly complicated and there are a lot of different, there are just so many different avenues that we could go through in terms of drug reform. I think one thing that people really need to keep in mind is just the practicality of what our drug laws are doing. I mean, first off, they are always, and even in Wyoming and always will be, disproportionately affecting people of color. They disproportionately affect poor people. If we are looking at legislation, for example, that could make someone a felon for simply having a bag of gummy bears. I mean, this is the classic example, right? You have a young college kid who maybe isn't thinking about the long-term consequences of what they're doing, and suddenly they have a felony on their record for the rest of their life. we really need to be thinking hard about what that is doing to people and why we're doing it. I mean, if people are doing something that is being done on their own time, it's not affecting other people, that really should be taken into consideration. And that's something that I think is going to take time at the legislature, and it will probably take more efforts from people on the ground trying to get ballot initiatives passed to legalize marijuana. I think in Wyoming, that's going to be the only way that that's going to happen, because the legislature certainly is not going to do it. But I think what the legislature does have the power to do is to really look at the laws that are in the books and that have been on the books for a long time, particularly as it relates to our drug laws, and just look at ways that we can maybe have some compassion and maybe have some practical thinking around who are we turning into a felon? Who are we convicting of misdemeanors, and why? Are we doing it because we don't like what they're doing, or are we doing it because what they're doing is dangerous to society? And that's a really key question.
If people want to look at this report, where do they find it?
So if you go onto our website, which is aclu-wy.org, it's right there on the front page and you can find it.
Sabrina King of the Wyoming ACLU, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.